Our first priority is to look after the public.
But the scene was not secure.
The scene was secure.
If there are motorists, driving past a bomb, that scene is not secure. I'm wondering, Chief Superintendent, if there's any learning for the PSNI out of this. The reality is one of our reporters was standing very close to where that bomb was. So you're having a situation on live television where you've got journalists saying, this is where there may be a suspect device. You've got American tourists open mouth saying, I've just driven past a bomb, I didn't know. You've got other motorists sauntering past with their children in the car, and the police are nowhere near it.
The cordon was closed, and the cordon was subsequently breached by people who were irresponsible. Now, you can't blame all of the people who drove past because, frankly, they came to what they thought was an open road. We checked the cordons, and we put police back in to close them down. We will review our use of signage, and we will review that. And we always review every incident in this case.
Did the police...
As I said, it is not part of anyone's plan to allow any member of the public to go anywhere near what was a suspect device.
Why did the police not, when you knew that innocent members of the public were driving past that bomb, why did the police not rush in to re-secure the scene again?
But they did. As soon as we were aware that the cordon was being breached, we put police back onto it to allow the scene to be completely closed to allow the ATO to go in and defuse the bomb.
So how come cars drove past them? Where were you when the cars were driving past them?
The police were on the ground, but as far as we were concerned, the cordon was complete. And I would use the opportunity this morning to say, if a road is closed with signage and with tape, blue tape which says, police line, do not close, please do not go through it. We had instances on where we had an inspector was putting tape across and put two lines of tape and watched as a car drove straight through the tape and had to be stopped by the police officer. We had another case where we had a police officer on a cordon point and a motorist overtook 15 cars and drove over the top of cones and drove down the main road. They had to then be pursued by a police vehicle to stop, and that motorist will be dealt with and prosecuted. But I would say, you know, there is a degree of personal responsibility. People must obey signs. And I don't blame in any way the fact that people who have gone through after the roads have been moved and the cones have been moved because they, as far as they're concerned, the road was open. We closed the roads down as quickly as we could, and we will review the use of signage.